Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen, human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Denzel Mims with another monster score of 70 yards.
Quick pass to Crowder, trying to get him out of space. Slips a tackle, and there he goes. Crowder, it's a foot race, and Crowder is in there. A 69-yard touchdown.
Darnold escapes, trying to buy himself some time. Fires end zone. It's caught. Incredible play by Darnold.
He'll hit immediately.
He got the handoff.
You know what?
The Q-inator.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the TOJ Digital Studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And we are going to preview tonight's matchup between the Jets and the New England Patriots. Plus, we're going to answer some more of your mailbag questions with the owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang over at JetsInsider.com. And above all of that, a very big deal, Mr. Chris Nimbley. Chris, the big news here, the injuries. There are some injuries to some very high-profile players on the Jets. But we'll start with the guys that are questionable. Nathan Shepard is questionable. He'll play, but I don't know how much. And even if he does, it's like if a tree falls in the forest. Connor McGovern is questionable, but he'll play. John Franklin Myers, questionable, but he'll play. Jamison Crowder, questionable, but he'll play. Josh Andrews is questionable, and let's hope he doesn't play, because if he does, it's going to be really, really ugly for Joe Flacco. And I say Joe Flacco because Sam Darnold is not going to play, nor will Sam Ficken. So, Sergio Castillo, this is your time to shine. Vincent Smith, the comeback tour, has been cut short. He's out. So he was back for like a game or two, I think. Not that he did anything, and now he's out again. Quinnen Williams will not play in this game. He's been easily the Jets' best player on defense and arguably their best player overall, because Becton missed a few games, so if you factor all that in, but he will not play in this game. And then Blake Cashman and Trevon Wesco, two fantastic picks by Mike Maccagnan. Both of them will not play.
I'm going to take umbrage with what you said real quick before we get into this. Best player on the team, and I did not hear a single syllable along Brandon Mann.
Well, maybe it's because his name is Braden Mann, Chris.
Braden Mann. Hey, man, you know, 2020 Jets suck. Okay. Yes, Braden Mann. But still, hey, I got the name wrong, but you remember, he's the best player on the team right now. I'm obviously being facetious, but so no Quinnen, obviously disappointment, because you really starting to see him pick up his play even more, and Jets fans are starting to come around. Okay, maybe this kid actually is good. So yeah, it's you know, the timing of it really stinks. He was really building something there, but what you gonna do? Obviously, no Darnold. No matter how you look at it, this is a good thing, in my opinion. They shouldn't have even been trying to play him again. His shoulder is clearly not 100%. This is beyond a lost season. There is no reason to be playing Sam Darnold unless he is 100%. And even then, you can make the case that you probably shouldn't bother playing him this year. So him being out, it's a good thing. It's going to make for some awful watching of football. because we have to watch Joe Flacco instead. And that leaves me with Jameson Crowder because he probably shouldn't even bother playing. The groin's been tricky dealing with him. Why are you going to bother sending him out against the Patriots with Joe Flacco? You're not going to win the game, but they're probably going to do it anyway. But those are the big names. You rattled off all the others. I mean, but Josh Andrews, Nathan Shepard, who really cares? And it's obviously about Quinn and Sam Darnold not playing. And really what you have to look forward to is you get to watch Mekhi Becton still. And you can watch Denzel Mims and hope to see him running open routes. I don't expect you're going to see Joe Flacco finding him too much, but at least watch to see if he wins routes. And that's about it. Those are the two things that you're really going to be focusing on. Still hope John Franklin Myers, Bryce Huff can continue doing some things. You know what it is. This season is a mess. So you just got to look for those lone bright spots.
Chris, prediction time. If you were a betting man, what would you be looking at in this game? If you want to bet, by the way, you can do it at MyBookie. There's been so many things that you could bet on in 2020 so far. The NBA bubble, UFC Fight Island, all the college and pro football, and a lot of that stuff you can still bet on right now at MyBookie. Make the right play and sign up today. When you do, use the promo code OVERTIME and you'll get your deposit matched halfway all the way up to $1,000. Terms are simple. You put in $200, they match you with another 100. You figure out the math and that's pretty much how it's going to go. Half of whatever you put in there up to $1,000. So the max would be $500 if you put in 1,000. If you were already planning to bet this season, it's basically free money for you. If you want to bet on the Jets or the Patriots, you can do it. Any of the props or anything in the future. You want to bet on the full slate of college games next week or the full slate of NFL games? Go for it. The next UFC, you can bet on that too. It's all at MyBookie. Remember, use the promo code OVERTIME and get your deposit matched halfway all the way up to $1,000. So, Chris, if you are looking to bet on tonight's game, the spread is 9.5 points. I would suspect a lot of that is because both Quinn and Williams and Sam Darnold are out. This is at home, which tells you something because the Patriots have not played particularly well this season, and the Jets are still 9.5 point underdogs at home. I'm going to pick the Patriots to win but not cover here. So I think that they're going to win this one by about a touchdown. I'm going to say the final score will be something along the lines of 20-13. I don't think there's going to be a lot of scoring on either end. Both teams' offenses have struggled mightily, and I expect that to continue to be the case. But I just think the Patriots' defense is too good, and especially with Sam Darnold out. I don't think Joe Flacco is going to be terrible, but I also don't think he's going to be much good. I don't think the Jets are going to move the ball a lot, especially in the second half, maybe a little bit in the first, as we've seen the last few weeks. But I'm going to go with 20-13 as the final score, and New England gets back in the win column.
Yeah, we don't normally go too deep in the weeds with me giving out gambling advice, but you just brought up a point here. Probably the smartest way to bet this game is just kind of sit out the first half and then just bet all unders on Jets second half stuff. That's probably, especially looking at the last couple of weeks, that's probably the way to do it. Just wait till the halftime and then just take everything Jets under for the second half. I would have no problem laying those points because I think the Patriots will win and cover by double digits. I would also strongly recommend going ahead and taking some prop bets like Damian Harris overs on rushing yards because no Quinn and Williams in there. The Patriots have been running the ball pretty well. This Jets offense isn't going to test them or challenge them. I think that the Patriots will stick with the ground game. They're a little bit of a volume thing there where they get a certain amount of runs and they're going to start breaking through. No Quinn Williams, I think they will break through on the Jets, and this offense, Jets offense, won't be able to do anything about that. So they'll get all the carries. Go ahead with some Damian Harris over rushing there is probably a good bet. But I think the Patriots win, and I think the Patriots cover by 17 points, something, 34, 10, something like that. I know that's 24 points, but, you know, math, who cares?
Getting Brandon Mann's name wrong, not being able to add properly. This is a banner day for Chris as we head into the mailbag, and we will start with this question which comes in from John Filippelli. He says, what positives can you take out of this terrible 2020 season? I know Becton is a big one, but besides him, what else can you say you're excited to see in 2021? So there's not a long list, but the good thing is there are some young players who have a chance to do well over the second half of this season. We've already seen Quinnen Williams take a major step forward, and John Franklin Myers has looked really good. So they have two guys up front that could be a nasty duo. You add a good edge rusher there, and you're starting to build something. Mekhi Becton, as you said, is the obvious one. Denzel Mims has showed us something. He hasn't had enough time to really cook, but the first two games, he's had some nice catches and looked like a real receiver, which is nice considering that he missed all of training camp and the first six games, and everybody was saying that it was going to take him a while to get acclimated. He came right out of the gate and looked good, so that's a positive. And then the other positive, I would say, we joked about it, but seriously, Braden Mann has been really good, not just as a punter, but he saved several touchdowns with great tackles. So he looks like he could be the answer at punter for the next 10 years or so. And I must reiterate this, for as much as we all joke about it, to get a punter in the sixth round that you think could be the solution for that long a period of time is a really good value pick. And I joked around about this on Twitter, but I'm 100% serious about it. Braden Mann is probably the best value the Jets have gotten out of a draft pick on day three since Quincy Enunwa in 2014. Which is nice for Mann, but it also tells you a lot about how the Jets have drafted the last few years.
Yeah, absolutely. But this is why, if you remember during the draft when they took him, I said I'm a big fan of using those sixth, seventh round picks on something like this, because now you don't have to worry about it for the next couple of years, assuming that he continues like this. It's just nice to be able to be like, okay, we have a punter. Now I don't need to worry about it. And now you need to do the same thing with the kicker, because you don't want to have to worry every season about it. But obviously, Becton is the big one. I'm with you on Mims. I can't, especially with Joe Flacco at quarterback, I don't care what I see from Mims the rest of the season. I really don't at this point. I've seen enough that I can already think, okay, that's a good piece going forward if you add some more offensive linemen, get a different quarterback and coach in here, then I feel good about counting on Mims as a piece moving forward. How good that piece is still needs to be determined, but I've seen enough that there's something there with that. I feel good about that. So really, unfortunately, that's really all there is on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, I guess if you want to stretch, you could say George Fant's been better than we expected, but that's not going to be a long-term thing either. But with Fant and Becton, you can just Joe Douglas can put most of his focus on rebuilding the middle of the draft, the middle of the line next year. So using George Fant, you're like, okay, at least it's one step closer to having a full competent offensive line. On defense, it's, like you said, John Franklin Myers, Bryce Huff have been the young guys really looking forward to. And then you got the other thing about this is a little tricky is Brian Poole is playing excellent again. Marcus May, since going back to the free safety spot, has been playing excellent again. Now, they're both on the last year of the deals, though. Are they going to be coming back? So they might not be here next year. So that doesn't do you any good. So that's really where we're at. Those are the guys that have been playing well and that you would like to build with. But we'll have to end up seeing in the offseason what types of contracts they're going to command and if they're going to be here. Those two guys, specifically Poole and Marcus May, are going to be here long term. But otherwise, it's Becton, Mims, and you got Franklin Myers, a Huff, and Braden Mann. I got Braden Mann's name right that time.
That leads into our next question, since you mentioned the possibility of what the new coach would do with Denzel Mims. This one comes in from Joe Horning. He says, future scenario, it's 2021. The Jets have just hired Bill O'Brien as their new head coach. Chris Johnson's final move before Woody returns. The Johnsons try to spin it to the media and the fans that O'Brien perpetually took the Texans to the playoffs, and it was just a bad GM who torpedoed O'Brien as coach. Joe, I only have one thing to say. Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
That's some evil. That is some evil to be putting on us. I mean, I was just going to say, why do you hate us? Why do you hate all of us, including yourself? Because, like, obviously you do not feel good about yourself sending that out there into the, you know, to put that thought out into the ether for it to possibly be realized one day. I totally get the Jets fans' pessimism here and to be having fun with stuff like that. But, oh, man, Bill O'Brien, it's not going to happen. But, yeah, if that happened, I would have to find another way to make money, because I can't do this. I can't do Bill O'Brien after Adam Gase. No, sir.
Next question comes in from Michael 849-82197 or 867-5309. I don't know. I tried to read it quickly. He says, with cap space next year, who should the Jets look at? Which position at the top end of the draft and free agency? How will Joe Douglas build this? And let's combine that with Jim D, who asks, if the Jets can find an upgraded center, do you think they would consider moving McGovern to guard next year? I think as far as free agency in the draft, they're going to really look hard at the positions that they know they need the most, especially the premium positions. They're going to continue to try and build that line, get some more weapons at wide receiver, edge rushers, and corner. That's going to be where their energies are going to be focused. That doesn't mean that they're only going to be focused on those positions, but I think they'll take center stage. And as far as McGovern, yeah, absolutely. If the Jets get a really good center in the draft or free agency, I could 100% see the Jets moving McGovern to guard, because he's got experience playing there. And you know that Alex Lewis won't be back next year. Greg Van Roten probably won't either. So with McGovern staying here, you have the flexibility to play him at either position if you find somebody better at center.
Yeah, I'll start there. If they can find an upgrade at center, because McGovern has been a disappointment, they will absolutely do that. And then, sure, they'll give McGovern a chance to earn one of those guard spots. Without a doubt, I'd say the top of the list of priority for Douglas is going to be the inside of that offensive line. He will use free agency and the draft to try to improve both of those areas. I would expect wide receiver to be a position that they try to look for in free agency. Free agency is going to be interesting this year too, because, you know, we have this conversation every year where people look at the available free agents and they get super excited about the big names on them, only for, you know, a week before free agency to realize all those big free agents re-signed or signed extensions with their teams. But this year might be different because of the cap situation, because of so many teams that have been like pressed to the edge on the cap. And then if they have to like shave off $30 million on the cap next year that they weren't prepared to, teams might be forced to make some tough decisions and make some people go. I know someone like Kenny Golladay is a name fans have been clamoring for. The Lions are going to re-sign Kenny Golladay. I'm almost sure of it. But there could be others that could shake free. I think someone like Juju Smith-Schuster, I just, with all the other wide receiver talent they have there, I don't see the Steelers re-signing him. So that would make a lot of sense. But otherwise, yeah, they're going to be looking at that offensive line. They're going to look at the corner and secondary. Especially, we'll have to wait and see again what happens with Marcus May. You know, because another name I should have mentioned and the things to look for, young guys to look for, you know, Ashton Davis has started to get a little more playing time. He hasn't looked particularly great. He's been taking some bad angles. It's been a little rough, but being a rookie safety is tough in this. He does still have a lot of range, so that's somebody to keep an eye out. To see how he plays down the stretch. But if they don't bring Marcus May back, then all of a sudden they got no safeties. So that's going to be another position. And then I was joking about you with you the other day. They absolutely need a linebacker who can cover as well as rush the passer. So they need that upgrade to pass rush, and they need to find somebody in college. You want to, somebody in like the second, third round that can actually cover, you know, receivers, tight ends, and running backs. That would be really nice for them.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Next question comes in from Michael Christopher, and it encompasses a bunch of what a lot of people have asked. He says, how disappointed would you be if the Jets win one or two meaningless games and don't get Trevor Lawrence, but wind up with Justin Fields instead? Do you think there's a big gap between the two? And if you're picking second, do you go Fields or trade back and keep Darnold? A lot of people have been asking about the scenarios with Darnold. So I'll start with this. I think Trevor Lawrence is easily the number one guy in this draft. I have him above Justin Fields by a significant margin. However, I am confident in saying that if Trevor Lawrence was not in this draft, Justin Fields would be an easy number one, and I think most years he would be number one. Now, there's the obvious downsides. The system favors him, and a lot of times he's throwing to wide open receivers. And so there's some things that you're not going to be able to see him do at Ohio State that you have to project to the NFL. But some of the throws Justin Fields makes, you can't teach that. It's just incredible how accurate he is. He can move in and out of the pocket. And I've said this before. My friend George Bremer, who covers the Colts and is an Ohio State guy, has said that he thinks if Fields gets the right coaching, he could be like a jumbo-sized Kyler Murray. And you would sign up for that any day of the week. Had another big game against Rutgers, by the way. He went 24 of 28 for 314 yards and 5 touchdown passes. Also ran for one. So he's got 12 touchdowns total, 1 rushing and 11 passing in 3 games. He's also been incredibly accurate. Now, Rutgers clearly is not a top-of-the-line team, but still, he's gone up against 3 teams in the conference and decimated all 3. We'll see how he does in the bowl game when we get to that point. But he's looked very, very impressive. And while I would definitely be disappointed if they didn't get Lawrence, it isn't like Fields is some bad consolation prize. He's a likely franchise quarterback in his own right. And as I said, if you talk to people that are professional scouts or who do the draft stuff for a living, they will tell you that almost any other year, Fields would be number one. And I do think that if the Jets wind up with the second pick rather than the first pick, which could happen because I don't think the Jaguars are going to win another game this season. So if the Jets do end up winning one, they're probably going to pick second. If they win two, they may pick second. We'll see how the rest of this season shakes out. But I do think Justin Fields will be the pick and they will move on from Darnold. Beyond that, we'll have to see. It's going to depend on how Darnold looks the rest of the season, how the Jets offense looks with him, how they project him with the new coach. And that's another key factor here. What does the new coach think? It has to be understood that it's likely that whoever the new coach is going to want his own new quarterback. So that'll be a determining factor there too. But yeah, I think there's no question that if the Jets pick first or second, they're going to take Lawrence or Fields. And while I would be disappointed, I do think Fields is going to be really, really good. So I would be happy to have him, even though I would prefer Trevor Lawrence, obviously.
Yeah, I haven't done, you know, a full breakdown evaluation of these guys yet. So I can't give you a definitive how much I would prefer Trevor Lawrence over Justin Fields. But Trevor Lawrence is definitely QB1 to me. And it's not that close. Justin Fields is a hell of a consolation prize. And especially at this point, now I've said this before, I am a little worried about just how easy everything is for him there. And I'm not saying that I think that he's not that good and everything's so easy. That's the only reason why he looks good. I just think when everything's that easy, I'm worried about the transition when all of a sudden everything's hard. Because no matter where you go, you can go to the most ideal situation, Dak Prescott rookie year situation, and it's going to be insanely difficult compared to what Justin Fields has to deal with at Ohio State, where it's all just easy. But watching him, I've seen enough, man. I don't care. Like, yes, it's going to be a little bit of struggle and an adjustment for him, but he's got the skills and the ability that I'm not worried. This kid can make the plays. He can make the throws. He seems have smart enough IQ there. Look through different stuff. What I will add here is, honestly, today compared to a couple weeks ago, go ahead. End up with the number three spot if you want, because the Zach Wilson kid from BYU, I'm incredibly intrigued as well. This is another one. I think there's going to be three top five quarterbacks in this year's draft. I need to do more digging, watch more of Zach Wilson too, but he is going to be really good. And I think that the Jets are taking one of those three quarterbacks almost no matter what. In large part, obviously, again, if they get the first pick, I think there'll be no questions asked. It'll be Trevor Lawrence. Otherwise, it'll depend on who the coach is and what they like, along with Joe Douglas. But I think you're going to come away with the quarterback from after this draft is all said and done.
Should also add Trey Lance into the mix. We have no idea what teams are going to think of him, so there is a very real possibility that he goes in the top 5 or 10. We'll see how the rest of this shakes out. Right now, it looks like Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields are your clear number one or number two. If the Jets get one of those picks, they're going to pick one of those two guys. Beyond that, I think they still could go quarterback, but it's going to depend where they would draft and how highly they think of those guys. So something to keep your eye on as we continue through this season with the countdown to the draft already in progress. Connor Rogers joked with me a couple of days ago when he was on the show that he gets called earlier and earlier and earlier to come in and analyze this stuff from a Jets perspective. And this year, no exception. So we'll have plenty of draft coverage here on the show because, as I said, the way it's unfolded for the Jets in 2020, it's basically been nothing but a countdown to the draft the entire season. Chris Nimbley, the owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang over at JetsInsider.com. Thanks so much for coming on, as always. Really appreciate it. I know you've got plenty up that people can read before the game today, but you're going to have plenty up after the game as well. So when they go to JetsInsider.com, what are they going to see?
Yeah, after the game's where you see most of it. Like I said on yesterday's pod that I kind of gave myself this past week as the bye week. I wanted to stay completely off the internet for obvious reasons that are obvious. So next week I'm going to have a bunch of stuff. I'm going to have an article on who to start looking at coaching wise. I'm going to have draft related stuff. I'm going to have articles going through the roster. Basically, it's all going to be about future. Now, I'm not focusing anything on this season. You know, maybe I'll do something on Denzel Mims at some point. But Mekhi Becton at some point, just to highlight it. But most of the coverage this year, for the rest of this year, is really going to be about what it means going forward a year and further.
Make sure that you follow Chris on Twitter at CNimbly and at Jets Insider. Read his very big deal work over at jetsinsider.com. If you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes yet, if you could go ahead and do that for us, really appreciate it. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts, you know where to go. That's Turn on the Jets Digital and turnonthejets.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.